What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Justice About Things podcast. Hope you're all doing well. It's summer where, if it's summer where you are, hopefully you're staying cool out there. This week I was originally going to do a part two of my Alaskan cruise adventure, but I think it was more fitting to do an episode dedicated to probably one of my favorite shows this summer, which is The Summer I Turned Pretty, which came out last week, and I've been absolutely obsessed with this franchise. And I'm gonna share kind of my review and my reaction to it, talk more about it. I'll do like a non-spoiler part in the first half, so for people who are interested in it can get a glimpse of it, and for people like who haven't heard of the franchise before, and for people who have already seen the show, or if you have read the books, you can hear what I have to say for like the second half of this episode. But I just thought it was really cool to talk about this sort of franchise now for this week's episode, because the show just came out and it's been all over social media, all over TikTok, and I thought it'd be a cool idea to do a podcast episode on it. I did one of these types of episodes for Spider-Man No Way Home, and that came out in December, so go check out that episode if you haven't already. And I definitely am open to doing more review, reaction type episodes of TV shows, movies, podcasts out there. So if you're interested in those, let me know. But I'm definitely open to doing more of those, because I definitely do not do them enough. Because I think the only review reaction episode I've done was for my Spider-Man one. But I could be wrong. But I think the only one I've done is for Spider-Man No Way Home. So yeah, go check that episode out if you haven't already. But yeah, I'm just really excited to do this episode, and you guys know I like to start off my episodes with a life update. You guys know that I work two jobs as a lifeguard and a hostess, so I've been pretty much working just all week, and just enjoying my summer. I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty twice this week, so that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this episode, and it's definitely worth talking about, so yeah. And if you haven't checked out last week's episode, make sure you go do so. Like I said earlier, I discuss my Alaskan cruise experience and how I visited four Alaskan cities in 1 week. So go check out that episode. Over the next few weeks, I really want to see the new Elvis movie and the new Buzz Lightyear Origins movie. Obviously, a lot of people have been raving about the new Elvis movie and how it got a 12-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival, and the Buzz movie also got really good reviews. And I'm a Disney fan, so I'm sure I'll love it. But anyways, those are some movies that I really want to see over the next few weeks. But I think that's it for life update. Not a whole lot is going on. Hope everyone is staying safe, healthy, and staying cool out there if it's summer in your neck of the woods. But yeah, let's get right into the episode. So the first, like I said earlier, the first half will be a sort of spoiler-free synopsis of The Summer I Turned Pretty. So anyways, about 13 years ago, author Jenny Han wrote the book The Summer I Turned Pretty, and it became a book series, or a book trilogy, I should say. She also wrote To All the Boys I Loved Before, and that was a book series which turned into a movie series, and I really liked those movies, so yeah. And then The Summer I Turned Pretty is now a new show on Amazon Prime Video, so if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch the TV show for free. It's really easy to access. All you have to do is just log on to your Amazon account if you have Prime, and just click on the Prime Video tab, and it's right there. Amazon's doing a really great job marketing it, and it's the number one show on Amazon Prime right now, and rightfully so. It's really, really good. But there's only one season out for now, but there's 7 episodes, and they're about 45 minutes long with no commercials, so that's pretty cool. Gotta love having no commercials. And like I said, it's like the number one show on Amazon Prime right now. And then the book, which has been out for almost 13 years now, rose to like the number 2 or the number 5 book on Amazon Prime this week, Amazon this week, which is you know, great for the franchise and for Jenny Han and for all those working toward excelling the book and the TV show as well. Let's see, what else was I going to mention? I have my notes in my phone where I just mention as much as I want, like, as much as I can, like, in this episode. So also what I really liked about the franchise that I wanted to touch base on was, so the producer of the show, Jenny Han, and the author of the book, she was very involved in the creation of the TV show as well, which I really loved, and how she was the producer of the TV show and the author. Because sometimes authors, when their books get turned into a TV show or a movie, a lot of times they lose that creative control. But Jenny, like, had a cameo in the show, was on set every day, so I think that was really cool. And you can definitely see how that carried over. And you can see her definitely see her involvement in the show. And then for, like, the exact synopsis, I'm really bad at, like, explaining books or TV shows and stuff, so I'm going to read a synopsis straight off of Amazon for those of you who are not familiar with the TV show. So here it goes. Belly measures her life in summers. Everything good, everything magical happens between the months of June and August. Winters are simply a time to count the weeks until the next summer, a place away from the beach house, away from Susanna, and most importantly, away from Jeremiah and Conrad. They are the boys that Belly has known since her very first summer. They have been her brother figures, her crushes, and everything in between. But one summer, one wonderful and terrible summer, the more everything changes, the more it all ends up just the way it should have been all along. So that's a synopsis from Amazon, but to make it more simpler, and this is, like, my own synopsis, the franchise stars Isabel Conklin, but she goes by Belly Conklin, her name, Isabel, is spelled like how I spell Isabel, so that's really cool. And every summer, Belly goes to a beach called Cousins Beach, which is on the East Coast. I believe it's in Massachusetts, but they filmed it in Wilmington, North Carolina. Like, they filmed the TV show in Wilmington, North Carolina. And it's so pretty where they filmed it. So, so pretty. I definitely want to visit where they filmed, where they filmed the show. And every summer since she was a baby, she's spent the summer with her mom. Her mom's name is Laurel, and her mom's best friend is named Susanna. And Susanna's two sons are Jeremiah and Conrad Fitcher. And Belly's mom, Laurel, and her brother, Steven, also come up to Cousins Beach. And it's a summer tradition that they do every summer. But this summer, it's a little bit different because Belly is in high school. She looks a little bit different from when she did last summer. And the Fisher boys are looking at her a little bit differently than they ever have before. And so the franchise just kind of follows that relationship and all the trials and tribulations that go on within the Fisher family and the Conklin family. So yeah, that's a little bit of a synopsis of the franchise if you've never heard of it, or you've been thinking about trying it out, but you haven't, you know, taken the step in yet. Hopefully that synopsis reels you in. Again, you can watch the TV show on Amazon Prime. It's literally plastered all over Amazon Prime and pretty much all over social media. And the book is also available on Amazon too for like $10, so go buy it, read it, watch the TV show. And for this part of the episode, I'm going to get a little bit more in depth of my reaction and review of the show. And it's so funny because the show literally came out last week. Here we go. So originally when I saw all over social media, I thought it was a movie. And then when I went on Amazon Prime to watch it, please watch, or season one, episode one. And I was like, oh, it's a TV show, not a movie. And I'm always looking for new things to watch. I feel like we all are these days. So I was really excited to watch it. And I'm so, so, so beyond happy and excited that I watched it. For so many different reasons. The first being the actors and actresses who played these characters especially like the main kid characters. So I'm talking Belly, Jeremiah, Conrad, Steven, and the supporting characters were all pretty much new to acting in front of a camera, which I really liked because you couldn't really tell that they were new and they played their parts really well. I was actually watching one of their interviews on YouTube and they said that they had an acting coach on set to help out, but the acting coach wasn't needed that much because they were so talented, even though they've never really been given an opportunity to act for a mainstream TV show on a mainstream streaming platform in front of cameras. So I just give massive credit to the actors and actresses who portrayed these roles because they did an amazing job. And because I love the show so much and I am very much looking forward to season, and like because I love the TV shows so much, I'm very much looking forward to season two. And what's funny is that season two got renewed before season one even came out, so I think that's amazing, and it just kind of goes to show like how well done the show really really is. So really like the characters and how the casting, I don't want to say casting department, casting producers, I don't really know, casting agents, I really like the fact that they, just kind of going back, how they gave these newcomers an opportunity, and now these, they're going to have really cool opportunities come for them. So really excited for all of their futures and can't wait to see what they do in season two, which I'm really excited that it got renewed for season two. And another reason why I like this show, and probably another reason why a lot of people like the show, is because the boys in this TV show are very good looking. And hopefully that gives you another reason to watch the show, because yes, they are just some very, really, nice looking boys, if I do say so myself. another aspect of the show that I really enjoyed, that a lot of people have picked up on all over social media, this is kind of like a big topic among social media, was the music used in the show. I have never seen a show use so many modern day songs by modern day artists. There were two songs by Tyler, the Creator, that were perfectly synced up to these great scenes. There were some songs by Billie Eilish that were as well perfectly synced up to the scenes. And a few songs by Taylor Swift, a ton of TikTok songs, like good TikTok songs. And there was Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow, and just so many modern day songs that I listen to like on a daily basis. And that we all love and listen to every single day were used in the TV show, and they were used so beyond perfectly in the scenes. If you know what I'm talking about, if you've seen the show already. And TikTok has been absolutely blowing up about how good the music is in the show. I've never seen anything like it before. It's unbelievable. There's a ton of playlists on Spotify with all the songs. So if you like the music in the show, go check out the many playlists. Just search up like the Summer I Turned Pretty soundtrack. You'll definitely find tons and tons of them. I made my own playlist, like using my own Spotify account, of songs that I really liked from the soundtrack, and just kind of made my own playlist from it. So if you liked the music in the show, go check out the playlist on Spotify, and maybe they even have them on Apple Music. I don't know. Another thing that I liked about this show is that it didn't hold back. And what I mean by that is that it touched on things that teens and young adults and families go through, especially now more than ever. So I'm talking about bisexual relationships, divorce, daddy issues, mental illness, anxiety, panic attacks, working a summer job as a teen, jealousy, cancer, all things that are very prominent in today's modern culture that kids, teens, adults, young adults, that they deal with and go through. And I really like the fact that this show touched on those things, because I feel like a show might touch on one of these topics, but maybe not all of those topics. So really happy this show did that, and I hope to see it in other shows in the future, and we'll see how these topics carry on into season two. And from my understanding, book two of the book trilogy will match up with season two. I don't know how well it will match up, but we'll see. All right, so moving on to the third kind of segment of the episode. So for those of you who are wondering, Isabel, what team are you on? Are you team Conrad? Are you team Jeremiah? Are you team Cam Cameron? Are you just team Belly and you just want her to succeed in life? But I think, so it's funny because I saw this TikTok actually where someone said, if you're team Conrad, you are team Jess from Gilmore Girls. And I am someone who is team Jess from Gilmore Girls. However, it seems that Conrad's love for Belly stems longer and deeper than Jeremiah's. So yeah, it's hard to decide because they were both very nice looking boys. However, Conrad is definitely the one who I think is meant for Belly, just because it seems that his love, he just has a special relationship with Belly that I don't think Jeremiah has possessed before, I guess. I don't know. I just think, like, the love is different. It's just a different type of love. And I remember one of Susanna's lines in the show, she was like, you know, Conrad, like, Belly, you will always be Belly's Prince Charming. We all see it. And I couldn't agree more. So that's why I'm kind of team Conrad, but at the same time it's like team Jeremiah, because he treats her very well and didn't do her dirty and didn't lead her on and treats her so well, while Conrad like kind of gets drunk sometimes and like has daddy issues and, you know, can be hard to deal with and you can't really read him because he's mysterious. So I'm kind of leaning toward team Conrad just because he's has a special love for Belly, but Jeremiah's also like the nice cute one. I mean, they're both cute, but like he's, you know what I mean by that. If you know, if you've seen the show, you know what I mean. But yeah, and then team Cam Cameron, if you know what that if you've seen the show, you know that reference. But team Cam was so nice, and I wish they like had him on longer, and I wish the relationship would last a little bit longer, but obviously because Belly had feelings for other men in her life, she was over Cam. But we'll see what happens with Mr. Cam Cameron. Let's see, what else did I want to mention? But overall, I really really like the show, guys. If I've seen it twice, then that means it was pretty good, I think. I don't know. And I know on TikTok, it's just been all over TikTok, and people who are like, you know, people will say, I'm in my mid-20s and I'm romanticizing this summer I turned pretty summer. And I just think that's really cool. And it was just a really great show. And I'm really excited to see what the future holds for these characters, for the show, what's going to happen in season two. I think they're going to start filming season two really soon, from my understanding. But yeah, we'll have to see. Let me know what your guys' thoughts were on The Summer I Turned Pretty. One thing I did want to mention was a lot of people don't like Belly's best friend Taylor, but I kind of liked her in the sense of like, she really wanted Jeremiah and Belly to get together because she knew Conrad was like bad boy mysterious. So just wanted to put that out there. I kind of like Taylor, but we'll see what happens in season two. I don't know. But anyways, really liked the Summer I Turned Pretty. Definitely my favorite show of the summer. I don't think any other show will top it this summer. It's gonna be pretty hard to. I'm gonna keep listening to the soundtrack because it's so good. Maybe I'll watch it a third time, I don't know. But yeah, hopefully you guys check out the show if you haven't already, or the whole franchise, or the book, however you choose, or check out other books by Jenny Han if you liked, you know, her writing, her style, all that stuff. This was a really fun episode to do. I had a fun time doing it, and maybe I'll bring someone on to talk about it. We'll see, but, yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out last week's episode where I talk about my Alaska cruise vacation, and I'll see you guys next Sunday for a new episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, just at isabel.things.podcast. DM me or email me with any questions at justisaboutthingspodcast@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys next Sunday for a new episode. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.